This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that a U.S. bankruptcy judge has cleared the way for a merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines' parent company, we may be witnessing the last airline merger for a long time. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports on what to expect next now that the industry's whittled itself down to three megacarriers.
Or four, if you count Southwest, and many analysts do. Aviation consultant Mike Boyd says now that a decade of intense consolidation is over, the industry can finally enjoy a little stability.
The crazy people are gone.
Like, say, no-frills airlines that last less than a year.
Fuel prices are high, but they're stabilized. There's not a lot of new excess capacity coming online. So the airline industry financially has a pretty healthy future.
And what should passengers expect? Higher prices, but not because we'll have fewer airlines, insists Daryl Jenkins at the American Aviation Institute.
What's more likely is if we see the price of jet fuel going up again, that will have a tremendous effect.
Also, expect some glitches, technical and otherwise, as American and U.S. Airways merge. When America West took over U.S. Airways in 2005, reservations went kerflooey. If that happens with this merger, one analyst says, expect the competition to pounce. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.